الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، سأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear respected viewers of Madani channel, today as the topic is regarding Fath Khaybar, I would like to share with you a beautiful account in this regard. All other forts except the fort of Qamus were conquered. And this very fort Qamus, where the enemy forces were concentrated under the leadership of Marhab, that was not being conquered. And the reason was it was heavily protected. There had been great hardship in conquering. And for some days, attempts were made, but they were all unsuccessful. The Holy Prophet ﷺ said, "Tomorrow I will give the flag to the individual whom Allah Azza wa Jal will make victorious. He is the one who loves Allah and His Messenger and is also the beloved of Allah and His Messenger." Allahu Akbar. And then the narrator of the hadith continues, "The people then spent the entire night anxiously in wait to see the person who the flag was going to be given to. In the morning, the companions presented themselves in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, each desiring to be that very person, since he was assured of the following." Everyone wanted to be that person. Why? Because of these three glad tidings. Allahu Akbar. The very first was, he is the true lover of Allah Azza wa Jal and His Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And he is also the beloved of them, meaning Allah and His Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, also love him. And then the third glad tiding was, and Khaybar will be conquered by him. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala narrates, "On that day, I yearned for the flag to be given to me, and never in my life did I wish to command a battalion as much as I did on that day." It can be further gathered from the narration of Hadith Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala an, that it was also the desire of other Sahaba to be given the flag. Dear respected viewers, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam asked the companions alayhim ridwan where Hazrat Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem was. And they replied that he had an eyesore. When Hazrat Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem arrived, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam placed his blessed saliva on the eyes and caused him to immediately recover from the aching, as if he had never endured it before. He then granted the flag to Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. Dear respected viewers, from this account we come to know the status of Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. At the same time, we learn that how Sahaba kiram, they were always wishing to step ahead in good deeds, and they wanted to gain the blessings, the glad tidings, whatever Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentioned with regards to hereafter. And they yearned it, they wanted that for themselves. And this was their desire. And what do? We want to go ahead of our fellow Muslim brother in terms of this dunya. He's got one car, I should have two. He's got one house, I should have two. And this is our understanding. Whereas Sahaba kiram, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, they always wanted to step ahead in terms of hereafter. And we also heard in this account a great miracle of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, which was when Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem had an eyesore, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam put his blessed saliva on the eyes, and Allahu Akbar, all of a sudden he got cured. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.